must be observed so which the people will prevail. So else, two alternatives. But the first revelation is something more invitational. Now we must get into a little more about the present priorities. So the first is whether the biblical case for church membership now lies in a serious way. Thank God's call.
Thank you.
that's why the fellow pointed back to me because I've done the same thing. We can get so excited about things, but can we talk about biblical truth? And can we get excited about the things of God? Especially the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the Word of God being infused. And our sight as well creates that excitement. Main point number one, I'm going to give you three main points real quick. Main point number one, the church is not a club to join. The church is not a club to join. Main point number two, membership or adhesion to the local body is implied. It's the implication of everywhere if you're looking for it. Main point number three, my spiritual growth depends upon the connection to the local body. My spiritual growth is absolutely dependent on my connection to the local body of Jesus Christ. Okay, point number one, the church is not a club to join. We should treat the church as a club instead of what we will call an embassy. The church is better described as an embassy. And we see ambassadors that come to the U.S. from other countries. And we're always different. One reason is the series. The church is not quite the right term because since the church is not a club, you don't really join. You see, submitting a church and its leaders, members, to each other, submit to one another. This is something that can be uncomfortable for various reasons. We have glorious leaders, as our sisters. Richard said, the authority to the church as his representative. Did we talk about an ambassador? Jesus is giving authority to be an ambassador here. So, our ambassador is the son of God, the Christ, the son of the living God, Jesus is the son of him. Blessed are those who have our dead of our flesh and blood, and never revealed unto me, but my Father which is in heaven. And I shall always be unto thee a power of man. And upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That is the binding loosing principle that Jesus gives the church as an institution to make decisions. The church's decisions are not personal decisions necessarily, but they're made in flow with the culture. We'll get into this a little bit later, is that the culture sometimes changes, the principles of God's Word also change, but sometimes the way we approach a culture can be influenced a bit. The Bible restructuring. We have a new testament. We have Abraham, God's relation with Abraham. From this, I'm going to make a great nation. And indeed, what did he say? All the nations of the earth will be blessed. To whatever year, to whatever year, the scripture was changing now. Slavery. Fulfillment was happening. The Great Commission, whose resurrection appearance is engraving, there is a scripture to the church that we don't want to open and admit because we like to share with you about a few of our past habits as a people. Because we lack responsibility and commitment. I'm talking to myself here because when you think of all the things that are a part of our lives that really create issues for us is because we do not, cross our T's and bag our eyes like we should. Irresponsible. And structure brings it together so that we can be effective, whether that's a missions committee, whether that's a church, vacation, Bible school thing, whatever. There's a structure for the things that God puts in place. And here's the great structure right here. And so the statue was taken out of the sea through the Holy Ghost and given commission to the apostles, whom he had chosen. After his resurrection, he met with the apostles, saying, "You have lived and been in that meeting." When they were awesome to be in that meeting, the apostles were responding to the apostles. and talks about it on the feast of the harvest. When the windswind desire gives the spirit was replaced, and there is such a good place to illustrate the value and replacement. Prerequisites for the replacement. Remember when they said the windswind is going to be a different form of music baptism to the resurrection? They may have been baptized to the resurrection. But the second one, the replacement through the casting of lots, precisely was confirmed as the ATM system was implemented. What's the process? And let's talk about the dangerous political climate at that time before we get into that one of the text scriptures here. Destroying the political climate. Even the Roman government in rule at that time. But yes, the Roman system was sort of covered in the backside of the Roman sort of, so to speak, at least some of them. Where things were being arrested would collect citizens to go to Rome and they would still come up to some of the disasters they would collect and everyone would say, make it up some arbitrary number and give what the city were required on, just get the rest, that kind of stuff was happening. And so, it's a very interesting commitment to morality to be given in the body through this process. It's a decision that they were dividing their possessions to help one another. I think about that. Because when you see the beginning of Jesus Christ, that you are sitting on the throne, and also the religious leaders of the day. So, when we talk about scriptures and membership, we need to remember a couple of things. Number one, the scripture was written in reference to Nehemiah because he was fully aware of church membership persistent. But you can believe that these men were connected. These men and women who came to Christ were very connected. Of course it does. If you use the system, if you see that you're using 50% of the population of the world, you know. Just recently, we talked about that when it's time to let us cooperate with the Roman government. This is a key movement that was perceived as a direct threat to Rome. Consequently, to the Jews. The church is the institution of the eternal kingdom of Jesus Christ. There's a question that you sit down and try to answer. You need to go and answer these questions because they are very, very significant questions. So, what is the point of the institution exist? And that's an obvious answer. What is its purpose? We talked about that a little bit before. What is the process for citizenship? What is the process? What is the responsibility of its ambassadors? What is the structure of this institution? Here we go back to structure. And at work, we have what we call a standard operating procedure. Standard operating procedure is a manual that's put together that if you're in business, they know what's expected of them. It's actually a very visible piece of literature for a prospective hire. And there are some standard operating procedures in the kingdom of Christ, are there not? There are some requirements. You don't just do this because you want to get in. There are some things that God puts out there. John came back and actually preaching what? Repentance. The level of commitment that people have, because after a few years, there's a sense in which it kind of fizzles and fades those things and discuss those things, but there's this towards those things that allow peace. Maybe point number two, maybe a similar testament to our local bodies and five. Go to the next slide. The first scriptures, we have a little bit of these scriptures. There are some scriptures, there are perception, we have some parables. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. We say the word, scripture, we need to be able to receive it, we have family of ourselves together. The influences of the ship, along with some other influences, that we need to share more is more beneficial than not being together or not. Right? Because if I would be busy, I'd be afraid I wouldn't be doing enough. And people need good things to do, and I'm not were. There were many old men and women, but there was a great number of people were saved. In fact, I believe we were in the middle of the city and told it all the world was a matter of proclamation to the next church. So there was a connection. Main point number three, and I'm going to go over time, so I might have to slow down here a little bit.
How much time do I have?
15, 20. Thank you. the things that you were recording as you said they have never been a measure of faith. Of course, if we had a million members, we had many members in one body. All members lens have never seen a lot of function. So we can see our one body functional whole. As we can see the members of our local body, we are a functional whole. And we have the tools for sure that we just needed in a local body. Cause things to happen for the glory of God in each other's lives. We need you. And that's what we need today to people, to be able to belong. We need you. It's the first thing that's going to happen. We need your words. I mean, you need that you have a brother or a brother of God that you present your body and let it just start by it. Which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, as you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But this is the reason why we're going to the verses right after this. But if you go to this verse, the verses that come after that, this is the title for the next verses, because if we're going to be offended in anything we do as a believer, we've got to be willing to sacrifice. Whether that's time, money, energy, the little things that we need to sacrifice if we're going to make it work as a body. And there are some things that we have to work through. Let's not be, you know, let's not be unrealistic. There are tough things. And the verse to that, was coming to the church and said, hey, the way they did things. It's just like the way that these 20 people that are running into a local church is formed in the New Testament. I say amen to that. You see it everywhere. When you say this, you're still to believe in Christ over being out of the hand for the church. Let me stop you right here. You see, you're not supposed to be able to do it because you can't be really the same way as I am. Thank you. now I use it for your glory. Lord, it's about you and what you want to do. Lord, I pray that what we are standing before your throne with all the nations of the earth, that we're looking at our cross, and we see our brother or sister, that we go over against, or that we pass over against, Lord, that it would be something where we could have that figured out. Lord, I pray that you would just bless your word tonight that brings